Well, it is great, isn't it, Josh, that after months of speculation, it's finally on. She's finally on. It's taken 2 years, I reckon, but Barry Hall and Sonny Bill Williams are about to lock horns in the ring, the turf war. It's March 23, the crosscode fight. We can't wait for it. So what a great pleasure it is to have him on the line. Premiership player, Hall of Famer as well. Barry Hall, thanks for your time, Baz.
Thanks for your time, boys.
Hey, this is fantastic, isn't it? I'm imagining, though, it's taken a couple of years and months of speculation to get to this point. Stalling tactics from the Sonny Bill camp?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. I've been ready to go the whole time. And I've sort of waited for this fight. I could have took other fights. There's been a lot of blame put on COVID for delays, which I understand, but I've also seen other boxing events go ahead. So if you really want stuff to happen, you can make it happen, and it hasn't. So I'm just glad we've got a date now and it's locked in. You know, we're sort of 10 weeks away. Now we can really build and peak at the right time, build towards something.
Baz, what does the 10 weeks look like? Take us into the details of how you're going to prepare for the 10 weeks leading from now right up into fight day.
Well, it'll be absolutely full time. You know, I've dedicated my life to this now, and, you know, I'll be training, you know, intensively 2 days, two times a day. And there'll obviously be recovery in the middle of that because, you know, at the age of 44, you need to be able to look after your body and obviously back up training sessions. So it's absolutely full time. I'm dedicating every day, every minute of the day to this fight coming up. So it's going to be quite intense. I'm going to be sore. But as I said, I'm going to be fully professional and make sure that my body's cherry ripe in 10 weeks.
Now, Baz, Sonny Bill, 8-0, 3 knockouts, I think, 8 years your junior, but has he ever fought someone like you?
No, he hasn't, no. And that's the thing, you know, even with the first fight I had, I'm just making these guys accountable. And, you know, they thought the first fight I had that they were going to get this old guy who's passed it and just trying to grab a bit of money, and they got a bit of a shock. You know, I had 10-week training camp back then, and I basically come off the couch. I wasn't boxing actively at all. I wasn't doing anything pretty much physically. I had 10 weeks to prepare, and I shocked a lot of people with what I produced, and I absolutely won that fight, despite it being a draw. But I think in every one of these guys' fights, there's always something in their favour. There's always something, whether it's experience, whether it's, you know, size, whatever it may be, there's always some sort of little edge that they've got, and that's the only reason they take them. And that's the reason they've taken this fight. They think they've got this little edge over me, like the first fight I had. But they're going to get a shock. They've made a mistake, I'm telling you.
What did you learn, Baz, from your first professional fight? What was different to what you expected? What makes you a better fighter coming out the other side? You know, already had plenty of great skills and experience as a boxer, but now that you've had a professional experience, what did you take from that?
You get a second wind. So, you know, in the first fight, I probably didn't warm up as intensely as I should have, so I get my second wind earlier. I didn't get my second wind till sort of the third round of the fight. So, you know, I won the first round, and then the second and third round I probably lost. And, you know, because I was blowing quite a bit. And I thought, geez, I'm gassing out. But you get that second wind, you get that kick, and then I won the rest of the fight from there on. So I'd probably do a bit more of an intensive warm-up. So you get your second wind a lot earlier, and then you sort of coast through the fight a little bit. But, you know, the experience was, you know, we did 6 2-minute rounds in my first fight. It's like a 20-20 match in cricket, you know. You know, you've got to go, you've got to score, and it's not that long a time. So this time it's a bit more of a, you know, they're 3-minute rounds. You know, it's going to be 8 to 10 rounds, so we can sort of settle into the fight and be a bit more strategic and, you know, box a bit more. So, you know, there's a few things I can learn from it, and probably just to enjoy it a bit more. I had a lot of anger and hatred towards my last opponent, and I probably just didn't sit back and enjoy the experience enough, and I'm certainly going to do that this time.
Now, Baz, Sonny Bill tells us he's going off to train with the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury. Is this all show, or should we be worried about this if we're in your corner, or what do you make of it all?
Oh, no, not too worried about it. I'm actually a big fan of Tyson Fury, so I'm expecting a late-night a FaceTime call off Tyson Fury, because I know he does that quite a bit to opponents, but look, that's fine. He can be trained by anyone he wants to be. At the end of the day, it's going to be me and him in there, so It's not a tactic to gain attention. He's got the invitation and he left last night. So probably the differences are I'm going to be training in a little shed in Kingscliff in the bush. And it's you know, this is probably the tale of what's actually going on here. He's got unlimited funds. He's throwing the kitchen sink at it. He's doing all the fancy stuff. Where I'm just going back to the old-fashioned way, doing as much hard work as he is, but just in a different way.
I like it. I like it. Now, just particularly when you speak about you and he in the ring, what are we? You tipped the scales at 104 kegs, I think, in your playing days. What are you going to be going into this bout looking like physically, weight-wise?
Yeah, I'm a bit lighter now, so I'm tipping on just 100, 102, something like that, which is sort of where I want to be. He's a big lad. We're sort of similar height, but he's got a bit more muscle mass about him. And I've said it in the press conference, you know, muscles don't win your fights. So I want to be, you know, every little bit of energy I need to be put towards where it needs to be. And that's not in lifting weights and how I look going in the ring. It's your muscles have got to work. And I'm all about the boxing and, you know, the bodybuilding can, you know, I can save that for a couple of years later down the beach, you know.
So without giving away state secrets, what's the strategy going in here? Because Gallen was controversial. Do you think you're going to have to knock him out to win it?
Absolutely, yeah. I've said it, and I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, but I'm just putting everyone on notice of what's actually going to happen if it does eventuate that, you know, if this is a fight that I win on points or I should have won on points, I'm just not going to win it. I need to stop him. I need to take the decision out of that judge's hands. Like the Paul Gallen thing, if he loses this fight, there's a lot of money lost. And networks and you know, most of the public want to see him in other fights. So they don't want me to win. But I'm here to rule in the party. I'm going to stop him. The decision is going to go my way. And I can't leave it in the judge's hands because I know what's going to happen.
Looking forward to this one, Stan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
The build up already, still 10 weeks out, and things are getting very exciting.
Hey, Baz, we've seen ads of you just being lit on fire at the moment as the promos for SAS. What sort of preparation was this? Does the body take a bit of a beating on this show, or what?
Oh, mate, I'm always on fire. You know that. But that was obviously pre-recorded a little while ago.
Yep.
But it's been aired on in February. Yeah, it was just a great experience. I got into the show short notice. There was someone who fell out injury, so I had 2 days' notice. They rang me up and said, "Would you do it?" And I was like, "All right, well, let's go." I was being stuffed around with these fight dates, and I'm like, "Well, I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm not going to burn money. So I'll go in, I'll do it, and they're just going to have to deal with it." So we did it, and mate, it was a great experience, really good experience. I obviously can't tell you results and all those sorts of things, but just money can't buy experiences that we did do was, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Was it genuinely as hard as it's advertised as being?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's different to reality TV, and I know, you know, they're going to be in the editing room and they can edit however they want, but in terms of the show, the walk-in, the first entry walk-in, you know, we don't do that 5 times. Mm. Okay, turn around and do it again. It's a shoot-and-go thing. So these guys, the DSs and Middleton, all those guys, they're running a course, and they say, all you people around with all your cameras and all the directors, you shoot, we're going to run the course as we see fit. If you miss the shot, bad luck, we're not doing it again. Yeah. So that's how it's ran, which is great. So you pretty much got to get into a pretty deep mindset of you got to switch on really, really quick.
Yeah.
Because they can call you, they want to put pressure on you, they want to get you through some adversity. And, it could be middle of the night and they call you and you've got to be booted up, backpack ready and, you know, ready for assembly within 5 minutes. Otherwise, there's punishments. So you're always on edge. Even you sleep with one eye open sometimes because you don't want to stuff up. But it was a really, really good experience. I loved it.
Turf War, Barry Hall, Sonny Bill Williams, March 23, pay-per-view exclusively on Stan Event for only $50. New customers can sign up for a 30-day free trial and purchase Turf War when it becomes available as well. Barry, best of luck.
Come on, Baz.
Come on, Bazza. Really appreciate your time, mate.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.